The Oracle
is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo. Empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to this midweek's episode of your World Class on Radio. My name is Ruth Ibikunle. The performance of the Nigerian stock market yesterday was upbeat as the All Share Index climbed 9.71 points, representing 0.36% growth away from the previous close of 27,077.19 index points, settling at 27,871.90 points. This also represents a 1 week loss of 1.97%, a 4 week loss of 4.82%, but an overall year to date gain of 3.84%. Other remarkable indices that performed were the NSE Premium Index, which grew 1.56% yesterday, but has a 1.32% 1 week decline and 12.04% year to date growth. NSE SM Index closed flat. NSE Lotus Islamic Index closed 0.51% higher yesterday, with 4.81% year-to-date growth. NSE 30 Index for yesterday grew 0.37% and has returned 4.34% year-to-date. NSE Oil and Gas grew 0.05% yesterday, but has declined 7.57% year-to-date. NSE Banking Index declined by 0.35%, but has 2.26% year-to-date returns. At the end of the trading session yesterday, a total unit of about 276.268 million shares in 3,690 deals corresponding to a market value of about 3.706 billion naira were traded. Compared with the previous trading day, that is Monday, February 10, yesterday's figures shows 38% improvement in volume, 93% improvement in turnover and 6% improvement in deals. The current market capitalization stands at 14.53 billion naira. In the aggregate, 103 listed equities were traded, ending with 13 gainers and 17 losers. USA of Nigerian PLC led the percentage gainers with 9.41% share price appreciation, closing at 9 naira 30 kobo per share, followed by Japan Oil and Maritime Service, which gained 8.33% of its share price. Kadbi Nigerian PLC gained 4.44% and MTN Nigerian 4.35%. On the losing side, Skyway Aviation Handling Co. PLC came out last with an end-of-day price depreciation of 9.89% at 3 naira 37 kobo per share, followed by Carvington Offshore Support Group with 9.86% decline, MRS Oil Nigeria declined by 9.8%, and Sovereign Trust Insurance declined by 9.09%, among other decliners. Almost all the big cap stocks like Dangote Cement, Nestle, Nigerian Breweries and Seplat traded flat yesterday, with few others booking spaces on the gainers list, though marginal. This clearly explains why the market escaped the bear's grip yesterday. United Bank of Africa recorded the highest volume of 49.4 million traded shares, followed by Guaranteed Trust Bank with 41.43 million, Zenith International Bank with 30.24 million, and Japan Oil and Maritime Services with 29.62 million. Access Bank PLC has announced its intention to list its 15 billion 15.50% fixed-rate unsecured climate credential green bond with 5-year maturity on the Luxembourg Stock Exchange. The bank, in a statement to the Nigerian Stock Exchange on Monday, informed the investing community that it has applied to list the green bonds on the Luxembourg Stock Exchange, but stressed that the paper would not be traded on the stock exchange. Access Bank recently listed a 15 billion naira green bond on the Nigerian Stock Exchange and the FMDQ OTC Security Exchange. Central Security Clearing System, CSCS PLC, the financial market infrastructure for the Nigerian capital market, appeared to be attracting investors to the NASD OTC Securities Exchange, the over-the-counter market for trading in the unlisted securities. Transaction details at NASD and financial reports of CSCS showed the company as one of the three most active stocks on the NASD, while it has delivered capital gains of more than 70% over the past 2 years. I'll quickly go on a short break, and when I come back, I will continue the earnings projection analysis from where I stopped yesterday. Let us see how much time will permit us, but we will surely touch all the stocks listed on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange in subsequent presentations. Please stay tuned and don't change this radio station. I'll be right back.
Today is the day. I must open this Diamond Extra account today. I can't take it anymore. Imagine, my neighbor just won rent for a year. Buyer from the office won 1 million naira. Even you, John, salary for life.
Oga me. My brother even win education allowance for 5 years last week. And at just 5,000 naira, he take open the account.
Ah, please, turn right at the next junction. Now.
Ah, Oga, waiting happen. Office na left today.
Office ke. My friend, take me to Access Bank right now. I need to open my own Diamond Extra account immediately.
But Oga, you don't need go there branch. It dey your hand.
John, you have started again. What do you mean by it is in my hand?
You can now open a Diamond Extra account by simply dialing *901# from your mobile phone. With just 5,000 naira, you could be one of the lucky winners this season. Remember, the more you save, the more your chances of winning. Dial *901# from your mobile to open a Diamond Extra account today. Diamond Extra, the most rewarding way to save.
Welcome back. Yesterday, we announced about four companies, which are FBNH, NEM, Cadbury, and Julius Berger. You can send us feedback on the previous ones we have done, or if you have any questions concerning the subject matter, you can send such questions to the numbers I'll be calling at the end of this presentation. Now, let us go quickly. The first on the list is Stanbic IBTC. The earnings per share of this company in the 2019 quarter 4 report was 7 naira 14 kobo, up by 0.8% when compared to the earnings per share of 7 naira 9 kobo reported in the full year 2018. We expect an earnings per share of about 7 naira in the full year audited report. Stanbic IBTC paid a total dividend of 2 naira 50 kobo in 2018, implying 34.39% dividend payout. The holding company had already given an interim dividend of 1 naira in the half year of 2019. We expect the organization to pay a final dividend of 1 naira 50 kobo for year end 2019. Altogether, a total dividend of 2 naira 50 kobo is projected for Stanbic IBTC. Fidelity Bank declared a final dividend of 11 kobo in 2018. In their 2019 unaudited report for quarter 4, the earnings per share stands at 1 naira 2 kobo, up by 29.11% when compared to the earnings per share of 79 kobo declared in 2018. Earnings per share of 1 naira is projected for Fidelity Bank when the audited report is eventually released. Based on the dividend payout ratio of 13.92% the bank gave in 2018, and with the projected earnings per share of 1 naira, we expect Fidelity to pay a final dividend of 14 kobo. Guaranteed Trust Bank in 2018 gave total dividend of 2 naira 75 kobo, that is 2 naira 45 kobo as final dividend and 30 kobo as interim dividend. This represents 43.86% dividend payout from earnings per share of 6 naira 27 kobo that year. Consistently since 2016, the earnings per share of Guaranteed Trust Bank has been to the upward trend. In 2016, the earnings per share of the bank was 4 naira 5 kobo. In 2017, earnings per share grew to 5 naira 79 kobo. And in 2018, it grew to 6 naira 27 kobo. Earnings per share of Guaranteed Trust Bank for full year 2019 audited report is projected around 7 naira. The bank has already declared an interim dividend of 30 kobo in half year 2019. A final dividend payout of 2 naira 70 kobo is projected for Guaranteed Trust Bank. This implies a total dividend payout of 3 naira in 2019. In 2018, Zenith Bank gave an interim dividend of 30 kobo and a final dividend of 2 naira 50 kobo. Altogether, a total dividend of 2 naira 80 kobo was paid to investors. In 2016, earnings per share for Zenith Bank was 4 naira 12 kobo. Earnings per share grew to 5 naira 67 kobo in 2017. In 2018, Zenith Bank grew its earnings to 6 naira 15 kobo. Earnings per share of Zenith Bank is projected in the region of 7 naira when the audited report for full year 2019 report is released. Zenith Bank gave interim dividend of 30 kobo in half year 2019. We expect a final dividend of 2 naira 90 kobo. Based on the dividend payout ratio of 45.53% adopted in 2018, coupled with the projected earnings of 7 naira, Zenith Bank with total dividend of 3 naira 20 kobo in full year 2019. United Bank for Africa paid a total dividend of 85 kobo in 2018, out of which 20 kobo was interim dividend and 65 kobo was final dividend. Looking at the past earnings per share of UBA, it has been in the region of 2 naira since 2016. In 2016, earnings per share of the bank was 2 naira 11 kobo. In 2017, earnings per share grew to 2 naira 27 kobo. And in 2018, earnings per share of UBA grew to 2 naira 30 kobo. Earnings per share of the bank in the full year 2019 audited report is projected around 2 naira 50 kobo. An interim dividend of 20 kobo has been paid to shareholders in half year 2019. UBA might likely pay a final dividend of 65 kobo for full year 2019, just like the previous year, bringing it to a total dividend payout of 85 kobo. UBA paid 75 kobo in 2016 as dividend. In 2017, dividend grew to 85 kobo. In 2018, 85 kobo dividend was paid as the previous year. Dividend payout for 2019 cannot be less than 85 kobo, if not more. Access Bank in 2018 paid 50 kobo as dividend, implying 18.73% dividend payout from the earning per share of 2 naira 67 kobo. In 2016, the earning per share of Access Bank was 2 naira, though earning per share declined to 1 naira 74 kobo in 2017. In 2018, earnings per share of the bank grew to 2 naira 67 kobo. With the new structure of the bank, I sincerely hope the diamond factor will uplift rather than depressing the bottom line of this great institution. In full year audited report for 2019, the earnings per share of the bank is projected around 3 naira or above, but we are yet to see the unaudited report quarter 4 2019. The bank declared an interim dividend of 25 kobo for half year 2019. A final dividend of 35 kobo at least is projected on the expected earnings of 3 naira, bringing it to a total dividend payout of 60 kobo for full year 2019. One thing that is so sure is that we do not expect any devastating audited reports from these organizations. No matter how marginal, there is great assurance of improvement in earnings and consequently dividend payments. Our time is fast spent. I want to say a very big thank you to you for staying tuned. Do not hesitate to feed us back. And in case you have any questions that you may want us to answer, please send such to these numbers: 003-22-44723 or 0816131-8569. I'll take that again: 003-22-44723 or 0816131-8569. We do answer such questions on this program every Friday. Just send in your questions early and listen to them being answered on this program on Friday. You can also join our 24-hour stock market discussions on Telegram by calling same numbers I've already mentioned. Don't forget to also log on to our website www.stocksng.com for information and articles on women empowerment, kids finance, real estate, entrepreneurship, leadership, and many more. Until I come your way again tomorrow, same time, same station, my name remains Ruth Ibikunle. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Today is the day. I must open this Diamond Extra account today. I can't take it anymore. Imagine, my neighbor just won rent for a year. Buyer from the office won 1 million naira. Even you, John, salary for life.
Oh, gami. My brother even win education allowance for 5 years last week. And at just 5,000 naira, he take open the account.
Ah, please, turn right at the next junction. Now.
Ah, Oga, waiting happen. Office na left today.
Office ke. My friend, take me to Access Bank right now. I need to open my own Diamond Extra account immediately.
But Oga, you don't need go there branch. It dey your hand.
John, you have started again. What do you mean by it is in my hand?
You can now open a Diamond Extra account by simply dialing *901# from your mobile phone. With just 5,000 Naira, you could be one of the lucky winners this season. Remember, the more you save, the more your chances of winning. Dial *901# from your mobile to open a Diamond Extra account today. Diamond Extra, the most rewarding way to save.